Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who neither hooks nor blows, the irrepressible J-Man.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Hola!
Uh-huh.
That's the old Michael Scott from The Office. Not uh-huh. happy to hear. Not happy to hear that I'm on. Yeah.
Well, I am.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters.
And I'm sure our vast and diverse worldwide audience is as well.
Undoubtedly.
Yes.
Oh, I hope. It hurt my feelings otherwise.
I know.
Right.
And you're a sensitive man.
I am a very sensitive man. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So how's it hanging today, Matt?
It is hanging straight up, Jay. It's
Ooh.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. We got partially clear skies, and we're going for 70 today. Yeah, a bit breezy. There may be a small craft advisory.
Maybe.
Issues
out
later.
On the lakes.
Yeah, out on C.J. Brown Reservoir.
Uh-huh.
I hear they're experiencing white caps out there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a, tell you what, it's pretty nice here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny, temperatures soaring into the 70s, well into the 70s.
You bested me once again.
I know. It's just about time to put on the Speedo and head out and catch some rays and get
mm-hmm.
a tan.
Yep.
Get my summer tan going.
Yeah, you could sit out in your lawn chair and your neighbor will supply the music.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
Uh-oh.
That son of a bitch.
Another incident?
Yeah. Oh, God, last night he was.
Oh, boy.
I swear... I think they run races up there. They like get in one other room, one bedroom, and like go, and they run around to the other bedroom and
How did
race
they go?
Each other or something. Do, 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 do.
Oh, I hate
I know.
That.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then they like maybe like you know do some ballet moves and then maybe square dance,
well,
do-si-do.
At least they mix it up a little bit.
I guess so, man.
And just, trying to keep, just trying to keep you interested.
Uh-huh. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, they they get busy. They do a little dance.
Make a little dough.
Get down tonight. Get down tonight.
Yow. KC and
we
the
should
Arkansas
have that audio file.
Band.
We should have that audio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
of
yeah,
course we don't because
noise.
We're not all that prepared.
No.
No.
No. We don't want to over-prepare.
No, that's... Oh, no. That's yeah. like overcooked scallops.
Oh, exactly.
A little tough, a little tough to take.
Mm-hmm. A little chewy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A little dry.
Yeah.
Anyway, So they had a big night last night.
Well, that's good.
And when I got up this morning, I was going to, like, you know, slam a few doors, you know, like the glass doors on the shower, you know, the slide, and it's going to crash and everything. But that bastard was already up and walking around again.
Oh.
He's a freaking zombie, man. He doesn't ever sleep.
Either that or he's the Uberman.
Maybe. He'll probably sleep today and things are real quiet up there. I'll set off a bomb or something. I wish I had a Harley. Ride it around the building. Right under his window.
Oh, yeah. You don't even ride it around the building. Just set it outside his window and, you know, tune it up.
Exactly. Or, work on it a little.
Yeah.
Tinker with it.
Tinker with it.
Right under his bedroom window.
Just like I've told you before, when the guy downstairs who used to live below us, you know, I didn't like him much, so sometimes when I vacuumed, I would just let the vacuum sit in one spot for 3 hours.
Exactly. I don't care if it overheats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know. And yes, Doc, Mike, it is Pepsi time.
Oh, that's not good for you, J-Man.
That's okay. Oh, it is good for me.
You're going to hear something about that later in the show.
Okay. Anyway, when you're tinkering with your Harley, you have to pull the little throttle lever several times just for the hell of it. Every time you adjust something, you just pull that little throttle lever, so, you know, so it roars for a minute. Anyway, I've never actually tinkered with a Harley, but apparently that's how it's done.
I haven't either, but I've seen people tinker with their Harleys, and especially in an apartment complex. Not that I live in one, but you know,
right,
some of the lesser
right.
folks. They
right.
like to
po folks.
Yeah, they rev the throttle up, and the sound's not right, so they move the bike over 6 inches, trying to get that correct echo off the building.
Yep.
That's perfect. Don't move it. Don't move it, old lady.
Yeah, and if they can move it under some kind of overhang to get a little extra reverberation there.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
All right. So, got a couple shout-outs?
Yeah, go ahead.
First shout-out to my BFF, the lovely, the talented Miss Warrior Cat.
Yeah.
Sad week.
Oh.
Cat's oldest kitty, Scout, died this week.
Oh.
17 years old.
Well, that's a pretty good run.
That's a great run, and she had a great life.
Yeah, sad nonetheless, but that's
it's still sad.
Good.
But
yep.
Knowing what a great 17 years she had, so.
Yep.
It's good. And
Cat, I'll tell you
of course,
what, if I could spend 17 years with Warrior Cat, oh,
uh-huh.
I'd die a happy man.
Uh-huh. You know it. I'd get in her lap and purr.
Yes.
And, of course, Kat and Doc Mike, who is in the chat room, had the night shift last night, and it was a good time. Great time, in fact. Everybody should go to blogtalkradio.com/fanmedrocks and check them out.
No, definitely.
Listen to them.
The bad boy. Of social media. That's kind of a long drum roll, isn't it?
It's a pretty long drum roll. Especially when you're not expecting it. The old unexpected drum roll out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And a shout out to a good friend of IWS Radio and oftentimes the target of our hilarious, witty satire and banter. Miss Dana. Miss Dana Lou, who had surgery this week.
Really?
You didn't even know?
No.
My God, Matt.
I'm sorry.
That's embarrassing. Anyway, so she's recovering nicely, and she's home, and she's got a tube.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does. She just couldn't let Schmoop. She couldn't let Schmoop have all the tube action.
No,
she had to have one of her own.
I bet this is not a real surgery.
Well, she had a sleeve gastrectomy.
I did not know that.
Yes. And gastrectomy is a much easier word to say in the morning than at night.
Anyway.
Apparently everything went great.
Well, here's to a speedy recovery. No, I did not know that.
Yeah, and according to her boyfriend, son, Mike, and everything went wonderful. She's just sitting around this morning draining. She could have listened. She could be in the chat room.
I mean, what else are you going to do when you're draining?
Exactly. I mean, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, here's to Dana and here's to Mike. I hope he got a nice Easter basket last Sunday.
All right. So what's happening in the greater Bagwine area?
Nothing, just one little shout-out. You know, the R-Man, after his less-than-resplendent basketball season, he's running track now. He's a middle-distance guy. And J-Man, they had a meet yesterday. And they're and the ECA Lions, they came in seventh out of 28 teams.
Which
is even more impressive because most of the teams there were Division I teams. And,
excellent.
Yeah, and they're a very tiny school.
Excellent.
And Rhino had a great mile time.
All right.
So, yeah.
Let's call him and ask about. Oh wait.
No, we can't. Yeah.
That won't work out.
he's probably busy.
All right. Well, speaking of the sports world, did you watch the Final Four last night, Matt?
Well, I didn't get to watch it. However, I did listen to it on the radio while I was at work.
Well, they paint a pretty picture on the radio usually.
Well,
you could probably visualize it.
Well, it was Jim Gray and Bill Walton.
Love Bill Walton.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I can't stand Jim Gray. I'd like to crush his little reptilian head.
Exactly.
And Bill Walton, I can't get over a 7-foot whatever guy having a lisp.
I tell you what, when I lived in San Antonio and the Spurs won the NBA championship, he was still doing play-by-play for ESPN NBA. And after the game, he went down to the Riverwalk and joined the party. And they had
Of course he did.
Of course he did, right? And they had one of the local stations had the camera down there. And here comes Bill Walton walking down the steps. And he's wearing cargo shorts and a tie-dye shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
And a fanny pack.
Oh, now see, why has he got a...
Oh yeah,
he is the ultimate party man, and I do love him. I think he's a great guy. But what's with the fanny pack?
I know. Eddie, what do you have to do that for, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Doc Mike is quietly taking his fanny pack off right now, trying to hide it. Anyway, yeah, Bill Walton, you know, half of what Bill Walton says during the game has nothing to do with the game.
Exactly. Oh, I know.
You never really know.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the radio yesterday, as Jim Gray, they toss it down. You know, that's radio talk, people. Jay and I understand that. They tossed it down.
Technical term.
To Jim Gray and Bill Walton. And Jim Gray is talking about the game and Bill Walton saying, you know what's great about this game is that I see your dad watching you with that excitement, seeing his son interviewing me, and I had the same feeling when I was at UCLA and my dad could watch me.
Okay, Bill. Great.
Smoke another doobie.
Yep. So anyway, it was pretty good. Very close games. Intense.
Yes. I was a little saddened. A little saddened. I wanted to see the Shockers go to the.
No, I'd had enough of the Shockers.
Oh really?
You know these Cinderella stories get old after a while, and.
Well, I'm thinking just the opposite because Louisville. Oh, we got to win it for Mr. Ware. God. Yeah, I'm sorry he broke his leg. Yeah, that's fucking life. I need to get over it. These things happen. Just ask Mr. Lattimore. I don't see him crying. He's up doing the combines and shit.
Boy. I tell you what, if you drank every time CBS showed Kevin Ware, you were bombed by halftime of that game. And it took Clark Kellogg exactly 7 minutes before he said, "This is the point of the game where they really miss Kevin Ware." And then he went on to explain that Kevin Ware brings that athleticism off the bench.
Uh-huh.
And it's that second wave, and it's that spurtability that Louisville misses.
Excuse me, the what?
The spurtability.
The spurkability?
Spurt.
Oh, my God.
They go on spurts often, and they're good at it. So they have spurtability.
Well, that makes me sad, too, because Clark Kellogg's actually usually pretty good.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was even better. A little bit later, the big clumsy white guy who comes in and eats up space and gets rebounds and, you know, plays tough, all that, he adds volutility.
According oh, God.
To Clark. I don't know if he sat down last week and worked on these.
Maybe
or if they just come to him.
Maybe he talked to Joe Morgan prior to the
maybe.
Because
well,
I swear to this day, Joe Morgan, who folks was a Hall of Fame baseball player and does baseball shows for ESPN.
And is an enormous douchebag.
Yes. And I swear to God, he made up the word physicality. Because that was not a word 10 years ago. And he uttered it, and everyone uses it now, and I hate it. Physicality.
Yep.
Boy, I didn't know we were going to get this much mileage off the tournament there, Jay.
Oh, I know, man. Well, thanks to Clark Kellogg.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, the Wichita State had a player named Cleanthony early. And I just hope to God his grandfathers are named Cletus and Anthony. That's all I'm saying about that.
Well, I thought maybe they were named Cleopatra and Mark Anthony.
Well, maybe. It could be that too. And that would also be acceptable. Anything else is not.
Maybe it was a marriage between an Italian and an Egyptian.
Yeah.
And boy, I could barely get that out. That's tough to say.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim Nance, ever the professional that he is.
Oh, yeah. And an upstanding young man.
And a great upstanding American.
Uh-huh.
And a great husband to his current wife, probably.
Yeah, to his current wife, for now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he tried to claim that the kid's name was Clay Anthony. And I don't really know why that would be better. But it isn't spelled that way.
And why would he have to invoke his personal opinion on what someone's personal name is?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Jim Nance now gets ready for the championship game Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville and Michigan.
Yep.
And then of course he heads on to Augusta National. And Jim Nance, boy, what a workhorse he is.
He is.
Yeah. And Greg, you know, I was all excited because there was no Reggie Miller, because I'd had more than enough of Reggie Miller during games. God,
why
what an
is,
idiot!
Why is that?
He's just an idiot. He's just stupid, and I just can't stand him. And he played for the Indiana Pacers, and I can't stand them. And,
okay.
you know. But I turned on CBS thinking the game was going to start like at around 3:30 or 4 o'clock, when in fact they had like, you know, 7-hour pregame show. And so I turn on CBS and there's Jim Rome.
Oh, God.
Rack me. Bucket. Done.
Fuck. He's the Frederick Nietzsche of sports reporting.
Asking everybody what their take is. Tough break for Kevin Ware. Snapped a stem. Whatever the hell. Idiot. And then Greg Gumbel called Wichita State Shockers the Stalkers. So that was good.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. Well,
and he took some heat on Twitter. And not only did Greg Gumbel, GREGGUMBEL, take heat, but every other spelling of Greg Gumbel took heat on Twitter.
Well, this is kind of foreshadowing, fortuitous foreshadowing, because I didn't know this. But, yeah, we'll see what Slider has to say about this. Oh, my God.
Now, the only debate is whether or not he called them the Stalkers or Stalkers.
Ah, there is a difference.
Yeah, there is, but kind of tough to tell.
Yes.
Anyway, two very close, intense, hard-fought games yesterday.
Yes.
Not exactly well played in some way.
Here we go. Go ahead.
The last minute.
Get it out of your system.
The last minute of game time, and that Michigan Syracuse game took 20 fucking minutes to play. There were more timeouts called in that minute than in the history of basketball. And it was just one brick after another tossed up from the free throw line by Michigan.
Okay.
In fact, one guy threw one up. It was such a brick that it hit the rim and it clanged so hard and so loud. And the ball just sat there for a second and then fell off and didn't even bounce when it hit the floor.
The ball was on the rim saying, what am I supposed to do?
Anyway, I think one of the Michigan players is like a 44% free throw shooter.
That sounds like my son's basketball team. I'll tell you what, he knows how to play basketball, J-Man.
Who's that?
That would be Yao Ming.
Well, Yao Ming is one of the great big men of all time.
Big, he had, could dunk, he could do it, and still a soft touch.
Oh, and you know, and the great thing about Yao was he's fundamentally sound.
Oh, God, yes.
And as Tim McCarver tells us in baseball, fundamentals are fundamental to the game.
He's a genius.
He is. And luckily, we have enlisted Yao Ming to do a little work for the IWS crew.
Oh,
and we put out our first set of basketball instructional DVDs.
Yep.
And so let's check that out right now.
This would be great.
iStupid Productions is proud to present a series of basketball instructional videos starring NBA great Yao Ming. Yao to Play Basketball is a 6-DVD set that will teach you everything you need to be a great basketball player just like Yao. We start with the basics, Yao to play defense, and Yao to rebound. Then, Yao to block shots. Then we move over to the offensive side and learn Yao to dribble and Yao to pass. Yao to shoot and play low post offense, and then most importantly, Yao to shoot free throws. Once you've mastered all the techniques on these videos, you will know Yao to dominate at basketball. Most people would be willing to pay thousands for this kind of instruction, but if you act now, this amazing 6-DVD set can be yours for only $69.69. But wait, that's not all. If you act now, you will receive the special bonus DVD, Yao to Run the Fast Break. All the secrets Yao has learned over the years to help you pick up the pace and run and gun. This amazing deal will be the reason you end up in the NBA, showing everyone Yao it's done. Think about it. Championships, money, fame, groupies, it could all be Yao's. Just call 661-244-9852 to get your limited edition DVDs right now. Offer void in Vermont and Burkina Faso.
I only wish Rhino had bought that tape prior to this season.
Well, you could still do it. You could still do it.
Yeah, it's a little late. Sad, really.
It's never too late, man.
Yeah, well, he could do it just to make himself a better person.
No, oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Because, you know how those...
All Mahoney men are all about making themselves better people.
I do it every day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could buy it and he could master it.
Mm-hmm.
And then someday when he has a son,
Pass it along. He could pass along the Tao of Yao.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could get his son in the garage and go Mike Rice on him. You know. Saturday Night Live had a pretty funny little Mike Rice-like parody thing last night. It was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. For Saturday Night Live, it was real good.
Hmm. Who played Mike Rice?
Melissa McCarthy.
Who?
Melissa McCarthy. And she was in the classroom, the English classroom, and if their grammar was bad, she fired a basketball at their head.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. We, you know, in fact, that doesn't belong on the basketball court, but it does belong in math class.
Yeah, or in what's kindergarten. Who was your teacher?
Yeah, what? My first grade teacher, Mrs. Langston.
Yeah, there we go. First grade.
With the yardstick of justice. That's
yeah.
Right.
And
what's two
people
two. Smack. Four.
Oh, yes, people. People listening today, you got to go back to listen to some prior episodes to little Jason's tumultuous times with Mrs. Langston.
Well, I tell you what, it never got any better in school either. Right there. That's how it started, was Mrs. Langston with that yardstick walking around, using it as a cane, a walking cane, tapping it.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know that justice and judgment was arm length away.
Uh-huh.
39 inches.
Oh.
Smacko, right beside the head. So.
Yes.
I think that's about it for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. But
that's
we're
even
not
more than we thought we'd do. But we have a situation brewing. In
we
Bagwine,
do,
don't we?
What's that?
Well, we you know, I mean that, you know, they're hauling the Phil Mickelson's golf cart through town.
Well, yeah, Phil Mickelson, Jay.
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah,
right?
He's got
the lesser
big...
known of the Phils.
Yes. Instead of switching, they were twins. Instead of switching their first names,
they switched the M and the N.
Yeah, you know, wanted to give them more of a sense of identity. So
right.
Yeah, well,
right.
You know.
It needs some mechanical work.
Right. He's going to be at a big golf tournament starting Thursday.
Right.
And his golf cart, well, it's not. It's less than it should be.
Right.
So.
So, you just happen to know a local mechanic who might be able to help out.
I do, and he's a nice mechanic. He works out of the building next to the beer mine. So let's see if he can help old Phil Nicholson out.
Let's see if he even answers.
Yeah. Well, he might not.
Okay, then.
Doesn't appear that he's going to
be
answering. That's a
shame. Oh, there went 20 minutes of the show right there.
Well, you know. You got to have some filler. Just like a
Thanks
hot
a lot,
dog.
Dude. Thanks a lot.
Well, he didn't know that call was coming.
No, but doesn't he have a cell phone with him at all times?
Well, sometimes he loses it.
Oh, okay.
He's a great mechanic, but he is, you know, 25 years old, and it was Saturday night last night. It could be somewhere,
he could
you know,
be,
anywhere.
He could be passed out in the gutter somewhere.
He could be.
He could be lying in some cougar's bed. So, Phil Mickelson will just have to find somebody else to fix his.
Yes, he will. Maybe we'll try him. Maybe we'll try him in an hour or so. But
okay, maybe we'll try him here in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, 12:30 is pretty early for a 25-year-old.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's early in the day.
Yeah.
not early for us responsible types.
No.
To get up and entertain the masses.
Exactly. I got up at 6:30 this morning, Jamie.
Man, that's early.
I know.
Almost as if you had to get up and do some important stuff.
No, I just got up casually. It's not that I had anything pressing or anything.
So, anyway, the Masters is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of the four golf tournaments I watch.
Yes.
Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, and, well, I don't really watch the PGA, so I watch 3.5 tournaments, but
I watch the ladies PGA championship. Yeah.
Ooh, I watch, yes, I do too, because there's a lot of hot Asian chicks that are good at golf. I don't know if you
know
this
or
not.
It's so cool when they leave a putt short. And then they bend over in their little skirt to put their marker down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that.
So I'll be rooting for Tiger, as I always am.
Okay, very good. I'll be rooting for Lee Elder.
There you go.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. And, of course, Lee Trevino.
Oh, that was
big
my
Lee Trevino fan.
Oh, that was my favorite growing up.
Yeah, big Lee Trevino fan. Refused to use the locker room at Masters. He would put on his golf suits and everything at his car because of the elitism in the club.
Mm.
The fact that he would be the only non-white person around.
Of course, I'm a big Chai Chai Rodriguez fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Les Nessman's favorite golfer.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who's a big golf fan, though, Jay.
Who's that?
Slider Ballscock.
Well, of course he is.
And I'll tell you what. Oh, God. He does so much for us. He is our sports editor. He not only covered the basketball games yesterday. He's on his way to cover the Masters.
Well, yeah, he's like Jim Nantz.
He is, only true to his wife.
Yeah.
Well, to his girlfriend.
Yeah, only he's not a cheating dog, yeah.
No, not too much. So let's see what Slider has to say on all this.
Let's do it.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here, as I am just now leaving Hot Atlanta after last night's half-finals of the men's NCAA basketball madness. Last night here in Georgia Stadium saw four teams vying to make it to the round of two tomorrow night. The first game was an up-and-down roller coaster test of heart between the Louisville Cardinals and the upstart Stalkers of Wichita State. The game was close the entire way, but in the end, the Cardinals pecked away at Wichita State and exposed the Stalkers for who they truly are, an empty raincoat hiding behind rose-colored sunglasses. The second game of the Twilight doubleheader involved the Wolverines of Minnesota against the Orange Men of Syracuse. The game was an up-and-down roller coaster test of wills between two great gaggles of men dribbling the rocks. In the end, the hardened teeth of the Wolverines bit through the rind of the Orange Men and drained them of all their juice. So, sports fans, tomorrow night's championship game will pit the Cardinals of Louisville against the Wolverines of Wisconsin. And who will win it all will come down to the final score. I'd like to be here for the game, but I am currently flying from Hot Atlanta to Augusta, Maine, where on Thursday, the opening match of this year's PGA Masters Golf Tournament kicks off. Will Tom Watson be able to defend last year's title and his green coat? Or will Tiger Woods roar back to life and steal it from him like a homeless guy trying to avoid a cold night in an alley? Either way, I'll be back here next Sunday to break it all down for you. Until then, this is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers. But for more IWS Radio, you stay right there.
Awesome.
Man, I had a NOM flashback. The helicopters.
You know, I hope he makes it to Augusta, Maine.
Oh, I do too.
Via helicopter in time. For
That's a long ride. Yeah. That's a long ride on a helicopter.
I know.
Some people would just, you know, take a jet.
Yeah, well, he's a common man.
Yeah. And I hope that he doesn't have Vietnam flashbacks either. Helicopter. Da 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 da. Another professional job by Slider all the way around.
Yes.
As always. All right. But you know.
Yes.
One thing about golf, you have to have good weather to play golf.
Oh, God, you got to. Right. Well, that makes it easier.
Yep, and you know, if you can't, you know, you're out there carrying, you know, titanium shaft clubs, you can't really be out there in the lightning or anything.
No, God, no.
And you have to prepare for the weather. Luckily, our weatherman, Kirk Douglas, has put together a weather report.
Excellent.
For the Masters. So.
All right. This is Kirk Douglas with a special weather bulletin for IWS Radio. Weather for the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia looks a bit ominous. Expect warm temperatures in the 70s and 80s this week, but there's a very good chance of showers and storms on both Saturday and Sunday. If it is rained out, a special weather alert will be texted to all Perkins waitresses and strippers in the area, as both Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson will have spare time on their hands. For Redneckville, expect warm temperatures and humid days with a slight chance of evening thunderstorms each day from now until late June. for bad ones, expect the same, only with temps a little cooler in the 50s and low 60s, and still shitty. This has been Kirk Douglas with a special weather bulletin for IWS Radio.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
We are so blessed
mm-hmm.
to have such a team of professionals from sports to entertainment and, of course, with Kirk Douglas weather. To weather.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, it's important to have a famous weatherman.
Yes.
Every TV station in America, the weatherman is the one that everybody loves.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, you know, there's a trend today, you know, you just get chicks with big racks to do the weather.
Right.
We're not like that.
We're not the type of do things like that.
No, we want a professional report.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, and by the way,
yeah,
you could go to the official IWS Radio website, IWSradio.com, and check out the Babes of the Week.
Oh, baby. We got a bunch of legal sheagles today.
Uh-huh.
We got some hotties of the litigiousness society.
You'd like to get out the handcuffs and break the law with them.
Yeah. Have them That's check something. Your briefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, Judge Jeanine Pirro, I'd like her to rule me out of order.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
I do object to Ann Coulter. Just on general principle, but...
Well, I was throwing something in there for the ladies. And if you'd like to object to Ann Coulter or any of the hot babes on our website at IWSradio.com, you can always call in, Jay, at the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. Call us up. Tell us what's going on. Give us your assessment of Final Four, the Masters, or anything else, or Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, boy, there's a story.
Yeah, got late night wars have broken out again.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy going on. Apparently they're pushing Jay Leno out. It's kind of funny.
That's the only funny thing he's been involved in.
Well, I tell you, yeah, I know. He hasn't really, hasn't exactly been funny for a while.
No, not a big fan of Jay Leno.
No, I'm not. You know, I tell you what, I was talking about one time to the J-Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, and by the way, the J-Mom wanted to let me know that she talked to Dixie Ozark, and Dixie has been gathering all kinds of material, so we may get a Redneckville report next week.
Oh, excellent.
So, anyway, and I mentioned, you know, that I just didn't find Jay Leno funny. I didn't really know exactly what it was about it, you know, specifically. And she pointed out that a whole lot of Jay Leno's so-called humor has kind of a mean side to it. And
really?
I thought, you know, she's right. A lot of his is just kind of cheap shots.
How so?
He likes to take shots at people while they're down sometimes. Yeah, stuff like that. And he's a backstabbing asshole.
Hmm.
On top of all that. So, anyway. Anyway, congrats to Jay Leno for 22 great years.
Exactly.
Sitting in the seat that Johnny Carson sat in. And was great at.
A real funny man.
Yeah, the greatest of all time. There will never be a better.
No. Funny, late night smooth, TV. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the
yeah.
Dean Martin of talk shows.
Yeah, that's right. The king of the king of late night. Dean Martin was the king of cool.
You know, I've always thought the funniest thing about Jay Leno was that he was married to a woman named Mavis.
Now, is that Mavis Bacon teaches typing?
Well, I don't know.
Used to see those ads all the time.
Because whenever he mentioned Mavis, I'm thinking of this chick who lived in 1888.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure Jay will be back somewhere.
Oh, God, you know he will.
Maybe on Fox, but I don't know.
Oh,
if Fox wasn't willing to go for Conan O'Brien, I doubt they'd be willing to go for Leno. But
well, maybe he'll be on Fox News. He can push Dennis Miller out of his O'Reilly chair.
There you go. Find somebody to, you know, and he and Dennis Miller have been friends for a long time, so he could, you know, find a new friend to screw over and push out of her job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or maybe WTBS will hire him and he can dump Conan.
Exactly. Oh, no,
maybe,
no, Conan, you can still stay here, but you're going to be on at 2:35.
We're going to have you on right after Kathy Griffin.
Oh, God, she got canceled.
Her show just got canceled by Bravo.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had a show on Bravo.
I didn't either. I knew that because it was trending on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. I saw the news break this morning.
Yes. But I don't know. Uh-oh.
The breaking news, Kathy Griffin fired by Bravo.
Oh, the humanity.
Mm-hmm. Tough day for the gays.
I don't know about
that. I like Jimmy Fallon okay.
He's all right.
Just, you know, what my problem is that this is what all of the late night shows are going to end up being. This just, you know, bland, boring, everyday, totally inoffensive white guy, never saying anything edgy or you know, offensive or you know, controversial.
Exactly.
And that's all it's going to be. They're going to apparently. They want to replace Jimmy Fallon on late night with Seth Meyers.
Yes, I've heard that.
You know, you just get a little blander with each show. You got Jimmy Fallon, then Seth Meyers, then Carson Daly. I don't think you can get much blander than Carson Daly.
No,
but.
You can't. Well, you know what? They could just title every show with the last name and put this in front of it. Mild Cheddar with Jimmy Fallon. Right, Dave?
Exactly. See, that works, doesn't it?
See? And ladies and gentlemen, that is a shout-out to the J-Man who finds the title Mild Cheddar incredibly funny.
No, well, I found it funny because we were talking about Jamie Moyer and his fastball, which was not particularly fast, and that's instead of bringing the cheese, he brings the mild cheddar.
Uh-huh.
And I was so proud of myself.
I know you were. I think you laughed for 30 minutes.
I think that the title of my blog post for tomorrow is going to be Mild Cheddar.
And you're still laughing.
Uh-huh. In fact, we may have to hire somebody to do the Mild Cheddar report here on IWS Radio. Somebody bland and boring.
Someone with the last name of Kraft.
Yeah. Carl Kraft here.
Carl Kraft.
Bring in the
Bob
Mild
Kraft.
Cheddar.
That's Bob. Even more mild.
Bring in the Mild Cheddar.
Yeah. Putting the cheese on.
So, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Oh, also, Seth Meyers last night on Weekend Update told a Kevin Ware joke.
And what did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't watching it. But it did not go over well on Twitter.
Oh.
The class police were out in force again.
Oh, my God. Were they feigning outrage?
Too soon. The kid just died a week ago. Come on.
No, someone did not say that.
No, but well, they did say it was too soon and unfair.
How
poor
is it
kid.
Unfair?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's
he
getting
broke
on TV. He broke his leg. he's getting, you know, $400,000 worth of medical care for free.
Yes.
Only because Louisville was kind of shamed into, you know that college athletes aren't guaranteed medical care when they get injured.
Oh, I know. I have a nephew who lived that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. That's one of the outrages of this world. But anyway. So Louisville, you know, we'll cover all his expenses or whatever. And he gets to go on Letterman and do the top 10. And everybody's, the groupies are all over him. I don't know what, you can make a joke at his expense. It's okay.
Yeah.
Not going to hurt him.
He gets a free education, free medical bills.
Yeah. I would just like to state. Oh.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say not a bad gig.
Not bad. Not bad. And now, he can go out there for his final 2 years or 3 years of college, and he can, be a middle-of-the-road player.
Yeah.
And has an excuse.
And even if he's a middle-of-the-road player, he's going to be picking up some fine tail.
That's right. He's going to be crushing ass.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to believe, modern science, they can repair that leg.
Yep.
He will still have full spurt ability.
Yes, he will. Oh, God. Oh my God, you sound like me.
No. It's rough, man. It's rough. I'm having a rough day. Back is hurting, got the allergies going.
And are you getting anything free? No.
Puck, no, man.
No, Mr. Ware is.
Yeah, I'd just like to state for the record that Dr. Mike said BRB about 11 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still hasn't back.
No.
Just throwing it out there.
Maybe if he was in the chat room, he could help you out.
Yeah. Had something important to do. Maybe he has a life to save.
He might.
Maybe he heard somebody screaming, "Is there a doctor around?" So anyway,
he looked down the hall and saw a nurse and say, "Hey nurse, could you get that person a doctor?"
He said, "Well, just stick a tube down her nose and I'll be there in 3 or 4 hours."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon, they're going to move the Tonight Show back to New York.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I don't like Jay Leno, and I've taken a lot of shots at him, but I will say at least, he kept the Tonight Show kind of traditional in the way Johnny did the Tonight Show.
Yes.
He still had basically the same set and the same setup. He'd come out and do the monologue.
Right.
And then he would do his little things like the Jay Walkers or whatever, which never was all that funny.
Right.
And then he would, and then bring the guests out and he would do it kind of the same way. And so at least I give him credit for that, for being a traditionalist.
He kept the continuity.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be a boat rocker.
Right. Oh, no. Uh-uh.
But, yeah. For
anything. But yeah, he was no Johnny Carson either, though.
No, and for some reason. Yeah, and I should say for some reason, because I don't really know why. I mean, I didn't think he was all that funny, but for some reason I just never liked him. And I don't know why.
Well, as the J Mom said, and hi Mike agreed that Leno is a little meanness to him. Not an edge, but meanness.
Yes.
A little bit of a snootiness, a little talking down. But anyway, there's that. I think NBC should just go back and show the old Tonight Show with Carson starting on day one.
I would watch that.
Oh, I would too. Especially the early days when they would come out and they could drink and smoke.
Oh, yeah.
That's what,
just like you posted on our Facebook mm-hmm. page a few days ago at facebook.com/IWS radio.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else I posted on the Facebook page, and you did too, and that's we've been putting stuff up on our YouTube page.
Which
from
I need
the show.
To change today.
Little snippets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And And I noticed that when we put them on the Facebook page, we get a couple of likes here and there, get a few likes. And if you look down and they'll say, like, you know, this was viewed by, you know, 147 people. And then I'll put it on, like, say, StumbleUpon.
Mm-hmm.
And StumbleUpon will say that it was clicked on, like, you know, 117 times. And uh-huh. then I go to YouTube and it says, you have 9 views. And I just think that's interesting.
sounds like, oh, maybe we have to become premium with YouTube, Jay.
Oh, God, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Sounds like how BTR used to treat us.
Yeah. Anyway, best of luck to Jimmy Fallon and the Tonight Show.
Yeah, from all accounts that I hear from people, as a person, Jimmy Fallon is very nice.
Yeah. Oh, he's way better than I thought he would be. I really had low expectations, and it wasn't that he isn't, you know, a good guy or anything like that. I just thought he's not really a stand-up, and he's really awkward. He's kind of an awkward guy, and he's got this weird shyness or whatever, and I thought it would just be a weird, awkward show every night, but it hasn't been. He's done a good job with it.
He's what I call a situational comedian.
Yeah?
He has to have a topic or someone to play off against. And,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to be able to put on his, you know, dress up like Springsteen or whoever he's...
or Hank Philpott.
Or, yeah, whoever. Thanks.
Huh?
We'll deal with Hank.
And why will we deal with Hank, Jay?
He showed up on Newsmax. What's up with that?
I don't know.
His contract doesn't allow for that kind of activity.
No, it does not. People, or as Colbert would say, nation. We had a runner. We had a runner.
Yeah.
Hank Philpott left the flock. He posted what on IWSradio.com? What, Thursday, Jay?
I think so.
And,
or Friday.
Was it Friday? Yeah, we thought he was all ours, but no.
Oh, yeah.
He showed up on the Newsmax feed.
We thought that thoroughbred was in our stable.
You caught me again, Jay, man.
Instead, he shows up on Newsmax
of all things. Exactly.
Oh my God! You know, Newsmax is just it's one, you know, one step above Breitbart, for crying out loud.
Oh God!
There isn't one bit of truthiness.
No.
At Newsmax.
So it leads me to question his truthiness on the things he's written on our website.
Yeah. You kind of think he might be a media whore.
And we don't like media whores, do we?
No. No, we don't. In fact, we're going to talk about those here in a little bit. But first...
Yes.
But first, do you want to try to call Jeremy again? Or do you want to call the bear mine?
Well, let's try Jeremy first, and then if that doesn't go through, we'll call Billy Boy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Oh, gosh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I can't even set up. Oh, I was gonna, well, actually, I don't think I set up my voice mailbox yet either.
Well, it's good to know that a mechanic cannot set up his own mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Dave. You know, we don't want to make a new phone call right now. So, this might be a good time to see how Schmoop feels.
Uh-huh.
About the Masters and the tournament.
And whatever else.
And whatever else she feels.
Hello?
Tea break with Schmoop.
Oh, yeah. Hola, Schmoopalicious.
Hola. How are you today, Jay?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Other than my allergies, my back is killing me, and I didn't hardly get any sleep last night.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, other than that, I'm fine. I'm okay.
How were the Frosted Flakes this morning?
You know, even the Frosted Flakes didn't really do it for me this morning.
Wow.
I know. It's just everything's all messed up.
Oh, I am so sorry.
It's not your fault. It's okay.
I do apologize, though. Because somehow I feel it is my fault.
No, it's not, but it's just you're just such a good person.
Oh, if you only knew.
So how's the Schmoopster doing?
Schmoopster doing good. Doing good. Right. I still think they left a scalpel or something in there, but other than that, I'm doing good. Some kind of instrument of some sort.
Why do you think that?
I'm so in pain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
When are you supposed to go back? Are you supposed to go back?
July.
Follow up?
Yeah, July.
I wouldn't wait for that if you're still in pain.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Oh. Okay. So what do you think about all this big Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon?
Well, I don't like Jay Leno, and I don't like Jimmy Fallon. And I think Letterman should have taken the spot. Of course, I thought that 20 years ago, but...
Exactly. Letterman most certainly did deserve that late night, or the Tonight Show.
Did you happen to see that clip where his mom said, "Hey, I see he didn't get the Tonight Show again."
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, he did deserve it.
Oh, yeah. And it would have been better with him.
Definitely.
Yeah. But although these days Letterman pretty much just phones it in most nights.
Yes, he does.
He's not exactly, going all out, but that's okay. It's still, it's the only thing. I don't watch any of the shows. I just check to see who their guests are, and if I like one of the guests, I'll turn it on. But otherwise, I don't just, not like Carson, where I would just turn it on, no matter
just
what.
Just to watch Carson.
Right.
Definitely.
Yep. And I guess you're probably just all over this Final Four watching.
I am.
I figured you for a big basketball fan.
I am. Wichita, maybe?
Maybe.
Or did they lose?
Well, they lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well.
Gonzaga?
Yeah, not your fault.
Gonzaga?
No, they went out early. As
okay.
always.
Okay. Then I got nobody.
Yeah, okay then.
Well, here's Maddie.
Oh, well, all right.
Here's Maddie.
Oh, boy.
I know. And
Schmoop says she's still in a little bit of pain. What's up with that?
What's that?
Schmoop says she's still in a little bit of pain. What's up with that?
I think it's a ruse, Jay.
I think I'm concerned.
No. She's saying she's in pain, so she doesn't have to,
through the dishes?
No, just keeping the Mat Man at bay.
Well, does the Mat Man have a concern about this? Is this the new Mat Man?
Mat Man's got a big concern about this.
Mat Man decided to be a born again version. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Are you going to claim that was satire now?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Although when it actually happens, I'm going to say, see, see, I'm true to my word.
And right now it's looking like it's going to happen, isn't it?
Oh, I know it's going to happen. But that's okay.
Hell yeah.
Because it's all about her health and how she feels.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not about me.
No.
Yeah. So big plans today, J-Man?
Maybe a nap and NBA. And then, tonight.
Uh-oh.
Season premiere of Mad Men.
I'm so done with that.
You never watched it?
Yeah, I did. No, I actually did. Huh? You're surprised, aren't you?
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I am serious.
How could you be done with Mad Men?
Yeah, I'm just done.
Ah, this is when it was America was great.
Oh, I know, and everyone smoked.
Everyone smoked and drank at work, and women knew their place.
That's right. And women, if you'd like to tell us where your place is, you could call us on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
And that leads us right into a very interesting topic that happened this week. Controversy this week. And
I want to
personally welcome President Obama to the I had to apologize for actually having the audacity to compliment a woman club.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, complimenting women is now not allowed.
It's off limits.
So he made the unfortunate comment that Kamala Harris, the California Attorney General, is the best-looking Attorney General.
Which he was correct.
And, IWS research has determined that he is, in fact, correct about this.
She's pretty hot.
Yep. I will say that the Arkansas Attorney General, Dustin McDaniel, is a handsome man.
Is he really? Okay.
Tall, blue-eyed blonde, handsome man.
Does he wear tight jeans? Does he wear tight jeans?
Well he was basically a shoe-in for governor until that little unfortunate little incident with the mistress. But, you know.
Well, there's hope. Mark Sanford is going to be a congressman.
No, it's a little different. You know, if a Democrat has an affair, his career is over. If a Republican has an affair, he just has to announce that God has forgiven him.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And everybody, oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has.
Redemption.
Uh-huh. So anyway, President Obama with a little, got the some people got their knickers in a knot over over this, over his complimenting Kamala Harris, and I'm sure he spent a couple of nights sleeping on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I doubt Michelle was particularly happy with that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Michelle thought she was pretty hot too.
Maybe.
Because she is a kind of a surly woman.
She's a disciplinarian.
Yeah, she may have tendencies that we don't know about.
She may have a pair of Berkeys in the closet.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, it was funny because I don't remember the post. It was several months ago. But I wrote about I was working in the bag wine or beer mine one night, and this chick came through, and she had this nice cologne on, and it was around Christmas time, and I wanted to ask her, oh, man, that smells really nice, you know, thinking she could tell me what it was, and I could get some for the schmoopster, but
uh-huh.
I was afraid to, because she would think I was coming on to her.
Exactly.
And that's sad.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You know, I call women, all women, babe, and all men, dude, and I've caught some flack for that.
Yeah.
That you know, but it's not an insult, and it's not an objectifying thing. It's just
nope.
a term of endearment, and really, women, enough with the, I just don't take compliments well. Crap.
And I'll
because I'm really tired of it.
And I like when they come through the beer mine with low-cut shirts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking down upon their cleavage. Are you looking at that? Well, yeah. Well, stop it. Well.
Hey, eyes up here, buddy.
Stop wearing these low-cut shirts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She wore that. Because she doesn't want you to look.
Exactly. She's testing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But, you know, you do have to be careful. The closest I ever got to getting into real trouble was I was working third shift at a place. And as we were leaving right after daylight savings time or standard time change or whatever, the time change, we fell back spring forward, whatever it was. And we're leaving work. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's dark, and one of the women said that she hated the time change. She says, "I'm used to coming to work in the dark, but I hate getting off in the dark." And I said, "Turn on a lamp." What? Nothing. Nothing. How about a nightlight?
See, that's pretty good. The worst thing is she didn't get it.
Right, exactly, and which is why I didn't get fired.
Man, that's sad. Well, it's sad you just can't compliment people anymore.
No,
but
I'll
tell you what, Jay. At the beer mine, when women come through, oh, sure, it's fine and dandy. You know, I need a pack of cigarettes, babe.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, honey. Oh,
honey.
Yeah, that's
oh,
fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they
perfectly fine.
They can objectify
fine.
Me, but
mm-hmm.
you, God
they
forbid.
They can call you babe, sweetie, honey, mm-hmm. darling, any of that stuff.
Women want it both ways.
Exactly.
And
you call her.
I wish they would do it every day and let
me watch. Yeah, you call her sweetheart, and you are a crazy sexist.
I'm a pit, yeah. Chauvinist pig, blah, blah, blah. But no, that's fine. Call me babe.
Yeah. But I do, I want to thank Obama for one thing, though. Every time there is any kind of a scandal around a supposedly sexist remark by anyone, I get another 300 to 400 hits on my satirical men get screwed and women are liars post that
yes,
I did.
I've noticed that.
Back in the day on the blog at iwsradio.com.
And you still get hits from Reddit on that.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, even from that. But and then occasionally still get the angry comment, anonymous comment from a woman calling me a pig or a
yeah.
sexist or and, you know, all that and proving my other point is that women don't get satire.
Well, and I have evidence of that as well. There is someone who unfollowed me on Facebook several months ago because I said that it was Schmoop's job to go to the grocery because that's women's work.
There you go.
Yep. Just kidding. Just kidding. Can't kid anymore.
I'm a jokester. Hey, and you know what? Those sexist phone lines are open.
As they always are on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852. And they're ringing
I think
away.
Obama ought to just. I think Obama ought to take this and just run with it. Now, he ought to just start. Every woman who asks him a question, he ought to call her sweetheart.
President Obama, what would you do about. What was your name again?
Andrea Mitchell.
Oh,
how you
God.
Doing? How you doing,
how
baby?
How are you doing, baby?
You know, we'll go to this lady up front with this fine pair of legs. Andrea Mitchell.
You know who else has a fine pair of legs, Jake?
Who's that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you here in a second. A man with a fine pair of legs is our own buddy, Billy Boy.
A stud.
Beverly Depot.
Bill! What's going on?
I just got a customer rolling in. Hang on a second.
Oh, boy. Of course.
Hello.
Yeah, it's just like when I call my agent. He answers the phone. Sweetheart, can you hold? Quick.
Sometimes I don't think he's always being truthful with us.
Okay. Total $275.
$675, Jay. That's a big sale.
I thought he said $275.
That's still a big sale.
$275. What's that? 1 20-ounce Pepsi?
No, that would be 166.
24. Thank you. See you later. I'm back.
Oh, so what's going on today, Bill?
Not much. Sun shining, you know, warming up the old bald spots on the scalp.
You know, I put the lawn chair in the bathroom. You could sit outside.
Oh yeah, I could.
But you won't.
Long pants on, so I wouldn't get some of my hairy legs sunny today.
They just sit out there pantsless. Be all right.
Okay.
Somebody want a Mountain Dew?
Next door. Mountain Dew. Jeremy and his buddy is working today.
Oh, they are?
Okay, that all?
Yep.
Good. It's going to be $4.79.
What's that, one pack of cigarettes?
What?
Oh, my God.
What, $4.79? Is that one pack of cigarettes?
And Bud Light and Mountain Dew.
So he's drinking a Bud Light while working on someone's car? All right.
So Jeremy's working next door?
Yep.
Why don't you go over next door and look up at the sign and give us his work phone number?
I'm going to have to let you go. He gave me a credit card.
Okay. Don't want to trouble you there, Billy.
Talk to you later.
Things are getting complicated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy the Kid.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yes.
All right. And that segment brought to you by
Lance Mariotti was the heavyweight champion of the world. He had it all. He was loved by his fans and feared by his opponents. On the surface, everything in his life seemed perfect. But behind the smiles and the quick wit, Lance held a deep, dark secret. He was a manic depressive who had become addicted to the country buffet and was about to eat his way out of boxing. One day, though, Lance made the choice to turn it all around. He became a vegan and hit the gym. IWS World Media Entertainment presents a story of redemption and triumph. John Goodman stars in Grazing Bull.
There's something wrong with the audio there. That's okay.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, you know what? We're still on the phone with somebody.
You're kidding.
He's still on the...
Oh.
Here, I'll kill it.
No,
there, he's gone now. I just now killed it.
Oh,
that's
God.
What it was.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
he was struggling to hang the phone up.
I should have looked. I should have known.
Now, anyway... So the call out feature is working great. It's working out for us. All right.
Oh, it works. No one picks it up, but it works.
We're just going to have to find new people to call.
Yes. Oh my God. You know,
maybe
people work with us. We offer a quality entertainment at a fair price, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
And what do we get in return?
Heartache.
I know.
You know, maybe we could, if Doc Mike and Kat would do the night shift and turn it into the day shift.
That'd be
at noon on Sundays. We could call them.
We could.
During the show.
I know, it'd be great.
Simulcast. Looking good.
See? You know, you people. I don't even get it. I don't get it.
Anyway. And you know, we put out the call. We sent out the IWS signal last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find somebody in Atlanta that we could call and talk to about the all the goings on around the
Final Four. Yeah.
All the partying, good times, but nothing.
Nothing. We got a mild cheddar response from
that. Oh. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Which turned out to obviously be nothing more than Cheese Whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Nina.
Yeah, great. Wonderful friend.
Yeah. Used to be my friend.
Yeah, used
great.
To be.
Yeah. You know, and when we talk about these... that was nice. When we talk about these things, you know who I need to summon to make me feel better?
I would think... Paul Pyatt.
I think you are correct.
Oh, yes.
And it won't play. It's just bouncing every time I click it.
Poetry
in
touch with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sully boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer a melancholy yet touching poem from my friend and fellow poet, Thomas Dillon, titled, The Greyhound Has No Eyes. Somewhere between dusk and dawn lies the night, where underneath its ebony foulard lies the me, a creature blinded by darkness and fear, awaits the dawn. The dawn illuminates my heartache as I rise once again to catch the bus. Yes, the bus. Rabid, speedy, and clad in steel, which ran over my lover 6 months ago. 6 months ago. The last time I laughed. The last time I loved. The last time I lived. The Greyhound Has No Eyes. Thomas Dillon. You can read more of my friend Thomas Dillon's work in his new book, Life Is Not Fair. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All is right with the world now. That's all I needed.
Even though he's right. Life is not fair.
No, it's not.
And Matt?
Yes?
Breaking news. IWS news team has learned that Jenna Jameson was arrested last night for battery. Law enforcement sources tell us, well, actually they tell TMZ who told us, that Jameson was hanging out in the Balboa Peninsula neighborhood of Newport Beach around 8 p.m. when she allegedly battered someone.
Oh, God.
That's We're told the alleged victim put Jameson under citizen's arrest, citizen's arrest.
No, he did not. He did not.
And flagged down a police officer.
You know, if Jenna Jameson was beating the hell out of me, I would lay there and take it.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about it, because I hang out in public parks and batter people all the time. Usually older men who seem lonely.
Is this a guy or do we know?
We don't know.
Okay. If it's a guy, he needs to just crawl in a cave. Because if she was beating the hell out of me, I would take that as a badge of courage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, she was beating the hell out of me. Or, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
Man,
so there's that.
You know, Jay, it's getting harder and harder to work with stupid people.
Yes, it is.
Just like all these kids, you know, this epidemic of female teachers hosing high school kids, and they all tell on her, and I'm going, man, if that happened to me, I wouldn't have said a word. I would have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Actually, I think it's usually their jealous friends who tell.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can't keep from bragging.
I could have. No, I couldn't have. In high school, I even had a normal girlfriend. And every time we had sex, I couldn't wait to just get out of there and go, hey, guys, just guess what I did.
Well, you really haven't changed, though.
Well, no, when it comes to that. No, wait a minute. What?
Now you just use Facebook and Twitter to tell everybody that you haven't had
sex.
Yes,
but it's the same woman.
Every damn time.
And I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm a little perturbed because I haven't been able to post that in like 6 months.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Haven't had any of that home cooking.
No, I haven't.
You haven't been able to go on Facebook and...
No, I haven't.
And then when you post it, I'm like, oh, good for you.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
All right. So, speaking of media whores...
Yes.
Which, by the way, we are totally available for that late night slot.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon moves to...
Oh, yeah, screw Jimmy Fallon. You need Jay and Matt Man in MVP.
That's right. That's right. And there's another one. that is open, and I think we're maybe even more perfect for.
What's that?
CNN is talking about bringing back Crossfire.
Oh, my God.
We were born for that, bro.
Yes,
man.
We were. The only thing is, and this could be a problem, if it was Jay and Matt, instead of the former host, who was it? The big guy and
it was Bob Novak
and
Michael Kinsley.
Yeah, instead of them
and Bill
saying,
Press for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of them saying, "You're wrong. No, you're wrong." We would be doing a show going, "You're right. You're right."
Exactly. Damn it, you're more right than I am. Stop with the modesty crap. You're right, and you know it. No, that'd be great. We're both very versatile. At least
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
I know I am.
It says so right there in my Grindr profile. But
oh my God.
we could certainly take opposite sides of any issue that came up.
Yes, we could.
We could lay the wood to it.
And when we were oh God.
Anyway,
and during our show prep, we could say who's going to be on top and who's going to be on bottom this week.
Exactly. It's gonna pitch. Who's gonna catch?
Is this going to be a doubleheader? Oh God.
No, I see. Nothing but good can come of a show on a cable news channel where people just sit there on opposite sides of the issue and scream at each other.
Oh, no, I mean,
and,
that's great.
And take
the
opposite position simply because of their, you know, political beliefs rather than anything else.
Yeah.
I think that's just perfect for that's what America needs right there.
Mm-hmm. That would be a new type of show, Jay, as you mentioned last week.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, this is completely different. We're going to be edgy. We're
right. And, of course, we could always, you know, we could, our first guest, I think, should be Mika Brzezinski.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think Mika would like you.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm a pretty charming guy.
Well, I know you are. And you're likable, and you're lovable, but you got that sugar thing going on, Jay.
That's true.
You got that pop thing.
Got the tall Pepsis.
Yeah, well, Mika's got something to say about that.
Oh.
Yeah. Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe on MSNBC.
Unfortunately, a clampdown on the restaurant industry and the beverage industry, just much like the cigarette industry, and they will wear a black hat at some point, just like the cigarette industry does, because legal action will continue until they are brought down, until they stop putting sugar, salt, and terrible fats into our food and making them addictive. And the science is coming along here. The science is coming along. It's going to catch up with people like the mayor, who are already there and on the cutting edge of the story.
And don't forget, you should write a book about this.
I am.
He is appealing. He should win on appeal. This isn't over.
I hope
he
does.
No, that's the point. I mean, when you asked how he was, he's very philosophical. He's been here before.
Right.
He will appeal it, and he will fight it. And he doesn't win every single thing he wants to do. You may remember congestion pricing didn't happen.
Right.
But it was a great effort,
and
it was the right thing to do.
And you know what? They were taking it seriously. Coke was putting posters up describing the sizes, the portion size. Some restaurants started serving fresh squeezed juices instead of the sugary drinks. And other companies were making smaller cups. So it's not like they were laughing at what Mayor Bloomberg was doing. They were scared. He lost this round, but they know that there are more court cases to come, and they are trying so hard to get ready. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I think they're going to actually be brought down in court. And you know what? Don't be mad at me about that. Be mad at the fact that you buy this stuff again and again and again. And these companies feel like they have to produce poison for you and your children.
Oh, come on, stop. Stop it.
Stop it. I think I've given you enough, like, lead here. Now, reel it back in on this.
Okay, I'm just saying it's killing us. It's killing our children. Oh. It's liquid sugar.
Okay.
And sugar is poison.
All,
I'd like to fresh squeeze her, Jesus.
You'd like to get on top of her and say, I got your poison. As you're drinking a Pepsi on her naked chest.
Make her all sticky.
God, what a horrid human being. As she drinks vodka and takes, you know, Lorazepam or whatever.
Exactly.
Lexapro.
Her drug dealer, also known as a doctor,
yes,
is filling whatever prescription she demands.
Oh, my God. What a hypocrite and what a horrid human being. But she's hot.
Mm-hmm. She's got nice legs.
Yes, she does.
Okay. But she's not completely wrong about sugar and the, you know, caffeine and all that.
Well, no, but can't we have a little bit here and there?
Well, you would think. And can't we just, you know, make our own choices and decisions?
No,
Have the government make those decisions for us?
Yes, according to her, you cannot make your own decisions.
No, you can't. You can't be trusted to do that. The government has to do that for you. And Mike Bloomberg has to do that for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of media whores, Mike Lupica, who writes for the New York Daily News, only his column's more like the Daily Snooze. Am I right?
That was cute.
Anyway, Lupica threw a great big old huge monster fit last night at the Final Four, as he often does. He did not believe that his seating assignment was fitting a man of his greatness and his stature.
You are kidding.
His stature being 5'3", of course.
Exactly.
And I tell you, Mayor Bloomberg and Mike Lupica, you know, I was a human resources major at the U of A.
Right.
And, you know, they drilled it into our heads over and over and over that, you know, you can't hire following stereotypes. You can't do it. You know, you're hiring for a manufacturing plant. You can't say, well, you know, Mexicans are better at maintenance work than they are at other stuff, so we're going to hire them for maintenance. You can't do it. Not allowed.
Nope.
Whether it's true or not, it's not allowed. But the one thing that I would recommend everybody do, and that is don't hire a short man. Because they are all divas.
Oh, they are.
They're full of anger and bitterness at the hand life has dealt them.
Yep. I used to work for one at ODOT back in my Ohio Department of Highway Transportation days.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, boy, he was 5'7". Mm-hmm. He was not happy.
And that's 5'7" and under. You can't hire him.
No.
Can't do it. They're all little Napoleons. And we had an engineering manager who was like maybe about 5'4", 5'5", walked on his tippy toes. Oh, he did.
Well, and my boss at ODOT was cute. We always patted him on the head. You know?
When he was standing there screaming at you, that's
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know why these people have to do that. Oh, well.
Anyway, you got people like Mika, who, you know, She just henpecks poor old Joe Scarborough. I bet his wife pushes him around too.
No, I bet so. the worst thing about Mika is, yeah, she's pretty good looking. Why do you got to be such a jerk?
I know it.
She could have so many fans. I would follow her anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And yet, she opens her mouth. And then I go, oh, God.
Yeah, and you want to introduce her as one of the most attractive commentators on TV, but you can't.
Nope.
Can't do that. Of course, she's no Tamron Hall, but.
But who is?
Yeah, that's right. She's no Thomas Roberts either.
Oh, God, that's a sexy man right there, baby.
Get lost in his eyes.
Man. Oh, God.
Dreamboat.
I wish he was on at 11 o'clock now that I go to work at 11, or 1. That way I could just watch TV and just fall asleep, get a little nap in with Thomas Roberts.
A little daydream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That post went over well on the Facebook page. That got some reaction from the ladies. They're like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So Thomas Roberts is not a media whore.
No, he's not. He's just a very...
He's a straight-up reporter. Well, he's not straight, but...
uh-huh. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Last chance on those phone lines. Last 18 minutes of the show.
Yep, at 661-244-9852. Come on, folks.
In the first week of Chris Hayes' show.
Oh, God.
On MSNBC, he's going with the jacket no tie look.
Of course he is, and I know you hate that.
Bothering me a lot, and I don't really know why. I'm not a fashion expert here.
But you do like the zipper tie.
Oh, the zipper tie is great, man.
That is so gay.
Oh, man.
No, actually, it's not gay. It's lazy. Come on.
It's efficient.
It's efficient.
I mean, I'm sure Thomas Roberts doesn't use a zipper tie because, you know, those people are good at tying ties and accessorizing.
I can tie a tie. What are you saying?
Well, there you go.
It's not rocket science.
It's not really that I can't tie a tie. It just it doesn't look that good when I do it. It kind of looks like a little skewed knot when I do it for some reason. I can't make it a perfect little triangle or whatever.
I could tie your tie.
I bet you would, big boy.
It would look perfect.
We'd put on some show tunes. And maybe a little Bette Midler.
Of course, I'd have to get close to you to tie your tie. I just got a look. I think someone's jealous here in the live studio audience.
Ooh, all right.
So it's worth it. We have to do this now.
So anyway, Chris Hayes' show apparently well received.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, by the people who like that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you can watch him and Rachel Maddow back to back, just lecturing you, telling you what kind of person to be.
And they're just being fair and honest. They don't have an agenda.
No. Not at all.
Oh, God.
And now they've got, what's her name? Finney? Karen Finney?
Karen
For the
Finney.
Weekend show, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I do like her. She's a mountain of a woman. And evidently, Jay, she is black and or African American.
As it turns out, she's not just a good-looking woman with a fantastic tan, is she?
No. Yeah, she looks pretty white to me. She looks like Palm Beach white.
Well, you know, they gave her that show, and they bragged about, you know, another African American host and a few conservatives in the media took exception to that description, and I was sitting there going, what? She's black? No way.
Yeah, I thought she just had a good tan myself.
Yeah, I just thought she was exotic. Oh,
and plus
sorry.
Her last name's Finney, you know.
Right. Irish.
I don't see black coming out of that, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's fine. Which
that's
makes me
Irish
want
chick.
Her more. It's that taboo thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I have to apologize for calling her exotic. Apparently, that's a racist thing to say now.
Well, yes, it is.
Unbelievable. Because
when you say exotic, it's either black or foreign. Now, I call Schmoop exotic. That's pretty much because she's a freak.
All right.
And we have 15 minutes left in the show. And if you'd like to call in, which you should, you can call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
What's the Matt Man got planned for the rest of the day?
Oh, boy. Probably go up see Billy Boy.
Yeah.
Get some beer, come back home.
Without fast food.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're not getting fast food today. I put a nix on that. I was being the responsible one, Jay.
Drop the hammer on the fast food this
yes,
week.
I did. I said, no, we can't afford it this week. We'll wait till next week. You know, sometimes I gotta crush the ideas.
Gotta be the man.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta wear the pants sometimes.
Yep. And tomorrow night, when I come home, she'll say, you know, you were right about yesterday. I am so glad. Actually, she'll say, she'll be asleep. So. No, oh, God. Actually, Jay, I forgot about this. You know, my hours got changed. I start going in at 1, so I have to walk to work.
Oh.
So beginning tomorrow, Schmoop, the lovely Schmoop, has to come pick me up at the beer mine tomorrow.
Or tell you to walk home in the dark.
She would do that. No, not typically.
In the dark, dangerous streets of Bagwine.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be an easy walk home, especially if I have beer on me.
Yep.
Walking hey, buddy.
On the sidewalk. Yeah. Some dude with a switchblade to jump out
uh-huh.
at you. Actually, a cop would probably get out of the car and beat you up and take the...
What? This is evidence. Evidence of what? It doesn't matter. It's evidence.
We're told that a drive-through beer store got robbed, buddy. Against the car. Spread them.
Oh, ooh. Ow.
We're going to take this in for evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be contacting you. You didn't get my information. Shut up!
And what will you be doing later today?
Not much. Oh, I have to blog for tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy. I don't know what that'll be about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll blog about...
Well, you could blog about my ass cheeks getting spread by the Bagwine police.
Yeah, my fantasy of a cop.
And you could giggle the whole time you're writing it.
Yeah, the cop sending you in for a cavity search.
Just for being you.
Just for looking a little sketchy.
Very good. And as you said
character.
That on cue, out of my window, I can hear a siren.
I can hear it too.
Uh huh. There you go.
Coming to get you.
Yep.
They'll probably haul you in for resisting arrest. But won't tell you what the original arrest was supposed to be for.
Exactly.
You didn't really resist. You just, you know, questioned.
Yeah, I just said, what? That's good enough. Let's take him in, boys.
We don't have to take that crap off you. All right.
Yeah.
But I think whatever it is I write about, I'm going to bring the mild cheddar.
I know you will. I'll tell you what, and it may be mild, but I'll tell you what, Jay, maybe not as mild as your latest dramatic Tumblr.
Tumblr, a dramatic reading. I am honestly so much more content sitting in my room alone at night, smiling to myself as I watch my favorite TV shows while scrolling through social media sites than I am out in an uncomfortable situation that involves me pretending to be having a good time with boring people who don't care about me doing pointless things. I question every smile that greets me, every laughter I hear, every happy face I see. I find myself on Facebook a lot, scrutinizing every post. I look at pictures a little longer than I should. I wake up in the middle of the night to check on my husband, and then check my iPad for any missed calls on Skype. I don't want to miss a single call from my family. It doesn't matter if they call at 4 a.m. I want them to. I need them to. I love them. I follow a lot of depressed people on Tumblr, and when I see their posts, my heart breaks. What can I do? Hearting their posts, leaving a comment, it all seems so trivial. I want to save everyone, but I am no hero. This morning, as I was trying to shake the sleep from my eyes, trying to prepare my achy, stiff body for another stress-filled day, I noticed a bird chirping outside my window. It may seem innocuous, but hearing a bird in the middle of winter always fills me with hope. It's a good reminder that no matter how dreary life seems, no matter how cold and gray and blah the world gets, I can always look forward to summer, days filled with warmth and light and laughter and joy. Out of sheer boredom, I've been reading my archives and clicking through old Facebook posts and old tweets. And truth be told, I can't fucking stand myself anymore. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
I wasn't really ready for that, but that was pretty good.
Well, you're the one who played it.
Well, I know. I thought it was one dramatic reading.
Well, it says right there, 2 minutes, 27 seconds.
Well, Oh, there you go again, picking on me.
No, anyway. Anyway, yes, those people on Tumblr are so dramatic.
Oh, they're very deep. I'd like to know them.
No, you don't want to get to. I don't like them.
No, I
like
want
it.
To
I
know
like,
them
like
and then make
them,
fun hardly. Of them.
Oh, well, that too.
Okay.
Oh, God, my back's killing me. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
It's rough, man.
I know.
So anyway, yeah, those people, those Tumblr folks, man.
Oh,
I don't even. I can't stand it.
No.
The only reason I'm on Tumblr is so to see if Joe Sequist post anything on her Tumblr.
She could post her poop.
No.
No, seriously, it would be art.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's all we got.
We kind of made it.
A little slow. You got a hurt back, allergies. I got allergies and tough week. I had to start working 8 hours a day, Jay.
Not good.
No. Oh, God, not good for anyone, especially the customers.
Exactly.
Especially during those extra 2 hours. What do you want?
Jesse, no Jesse Ferg again, so he didn't get to play his bumper
music.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Unbelievable. You know, you make special bumper music for Jesse Ferg, and he never comes back.
I know.
Purple. Just like, you know, you made the special bumper music for Diane, and she didn't return after the one time.
No.
Maybe she thought it was a little creepy of you.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help out.
Anyway.
But thanks to the bad boy and the guest and Mike and Sue and Jamie.
How you doing?
Yeah. And thanks to Jay, man, for being here with me.
And thanks to you just for being you, man.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
And thanks to everybody listening all over the world in archives and on their mobile devices. And
which you will do several times, people.
Or Matt will post a picture of himself naked.
That's right. I've threatened that. All right, then.
All right.
I'll see you next Sunday on the radio, J-Man.
Cool beans.
All right. Bye.
Bye.